Good morning. Happy to see so many of you here. If I sound bewitched, bothered, and confused.
Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
That's the word I was trying to think of. It's because I've been on the march to opportunity, security, and equality for all blind people. I've been on this march for 52 years, and you know how it is. First of all, I'd like to compliment our wonderful president on the address which he gave. It's just overwhelming, the progress we have made and the aspirations for the future. It is just wonderful. So we're on the move. We're on the move, guys. No problem. I'm going to start off by asking a few questions of you people. How many of you live in your own apartment? Your own house? Okay. Now, 52 years ago, that was only a dream, because until we passed the amendment to the New York State Human Rights Law, blind people were discriminated against renting an apartment. I guess they were afraid we might set the place on fire or whatever. But it wasn't until the 70s that we did pass the bill. I'm going to just give a little on each thing, because it would take me 53 years to finish the speech. how many people going to college have had a higher education than high school? Yay, great. Okay, not 52 years ago. Yeah, I think it was in the early 1960s that we had the Board of Regents amend the laws requiring that a state university would, person applying to attend a state university would have to pass a physical test. And because we happened to be blind, we were automatically excluded from joining. Now, that was no longer the case. I think we had that done, again, in the early 1960s. So all you guys who have been able to go to schools and have the help that we need to get us through school, mostly financially, that did not happen until the 1960s. And there were many, we made many changes. We changed the voting law, and the progress that we have made is, you know, when you just think that once what you considered a dream becomes a reality, and then you go from one milestone to another. One thing I noticed, I am just as excited about each new thing that we accomplish. I mean, it's just like the longer you are in this organization, the more you believe in what we're doing, and the more certain you become of actually accomplishing our goals. I remember how hesitant and, you know, when we first started, we were like, well, let's give it a try. I don't think anybody will listen to us. But look at how far we've gone. We should be so proud. And there was an incident in August, which I'm finally getting to the point of why I wanted to speak to you today. The Niagara Falls chapter had a dinner to which we invited the Buffalo chapter, our good friends. We always go to each other's parties and work together. So I had asked Angie Robinson, Mike, our second vice president's wife, to say the prayer before dinner. And before she started with the prayer, she said, I've always wanted to say this, but I never felt that it was the right time for me to do so, but I'm going to do it tonight because I think it's right. And what Angie said is, I would like to thank, and then she named our president, our national president, our state president, and some of us old-timers, and she said, I'd like to thank all of you people for giving us, younger people, the inspiration to continue the works of our great organization. And now I want to tell you guys, all of you who consider what we have done as an inspiring thing, I want you to know what you have given me after 52 years of being on the march toward equality, security, opportunity. I I know now that we have a strong, vigorous, energetic membership in New York State. You know, you can't help, but if you're in a movement for 52 years, you sort of wonder, well, I wonder what will happen when I'm gone, you know? And here I know now, so I'm thanking you, Angie, and everybody else for the hope that you give me for our great, great organization. It's the best thing that ever happened, and it's just great to see your dreams become a reality, and that's what's happened to some of us older ones, and that's what's going to happen to you. And this organization, one thing of which I am very proud, is that we have the time and the compassion to help not only one segment of the blind population, but all. We managed to pass a non-vocational allocation in the state budget for non-vocational rehabilitation services for people over 65. Anybody over 65, 20 years ago, you couldn't have had the services you have today. And this happened at a town meeting in Niagara Falls, and I was asked by our then state president to speak on behalf of non-vocational rehab services for blind people, for elderly blind people. So we've had so much. And this is what I'm saying. Now, as we progressed, as we became more confident, I can see all of us, like, we got these children's programs going. These wonderful little kids who are getting familiar, getting to know us, you can bet your take it to the bank. They'll be marching on the road to equality, security, and opportunity, maybe for another 52 years, I hope. So I want to thank you all for, you know, I just, every now and then I'll say, oh, I wonder, it just seems like we have new milestones to achieve, and all the quiet cards, whoever dreamed about those. So we'll be working on that and many other things. And it's just wonderful to be here and to be able to tell you this. And I just have one little word of warning. Do any of you remember when your grandmothers would say, don't forget to put on your clean underwear, you might get in an accident? Well, I'm saying to you young people, all of you, as we travel upwards on the ladder to success, opportunity, security, and equality, as we go up, don't forget to turn around and go and revisit the bills and the accomplishments that we have achieved. Because if we take our eye off what we have accomplished, it can easily be taken away. So always, I know we let the Braille bill slip through our fingers for a while. We lost a whole generation of Braille readers. So what I'm saying to you, and listen to your old grandmother, go back and revisit these bills. Make sure that they're being implemented as we meant them to be. And I have one more thing to say. Hopefully I will be in Albany with all of you in January now. And I'm going to continue to march toward our goals, because having been a member of the National Federation of the Blind has been the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And I know, I can tell by all of you people here, that you are as enthusiastic as I was and am and probably ever will be. So when you say glory, glory, Federation, let's go. Any singers here?
Glory, glory, Federation. Glory, glory, Federation.
Glory, glory, Federation. Our truth goes marching on.
Blind eyes have seen the vision of the Federation way. New Icane legislation brings the dawn of a new day. The right of the blind to organize is truly here to stay. Our cause goes marching on.
Yay! Glory, glory, Federation. Glory, glory, Federation. Glory, glory, Federation, our true God, mighty name.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah.